The first grant puts $600,000 toward facility improvements at Sitkins Against Family Violence, which provides shelter for domestic violence victims. The money comes from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Grant Administrator Rachel Henderson says Sitka Tribe works with SAFE often, and this grant provides direct support for the shelter and the people it serves.
65% of the people that use the SAFE shelter are Alaska Natives, so we thought it was important in that regard to help tribal citizens. And also all of the, or most of the people that go there either have low or moderate income, so it's just helpful to the community in general that SAFE has a expanded and renovated facility.
The SAFE shelter was built in the 1960s. SAFE bought the building in 1995 and made some changes, but no large renovations to the floor plan. With this money, SAFE will expand the facility's square footage and renovate the existing living space. Currently, SAFE has space for 24 women and children.
It's going to add an area for animals so that people who are coming to the shelter can bring their animals with them. It's going to have expand 8 bedrooms so that they can have 4 family-sized bedrooms and then 4 smaller bedrooms. It's going to improve the bathrooms so that one of the bathrooms is more handicapped accessible, and then one of the bedrooms will also be more handicapped accessible.
STA also received 2 grants from the U.S. Department of Justice Office on Violence Against Women. The first, for just over $899,000, will be used to fund 3 positions for the next 3 years. An advocate for victim services at SAFE, a transitional housing program manager at STA, and a domestic violence investigator at the Sitka Police Department. All 3 positions will share a common goal of aiding victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. Melanie Board, Social Services Director for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, says there was a crucial need to work with Sitka Police and SAFE to address the needs of women in the community from multiple angles.
There's been a desperate need for transitional housing for victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And there's definitely a need for a more effective approach to investigating crimes of domestic violence. And also because of the diminished shelter funding, there's also a need for enhanced victim services.
The second DOJ grant, the Legal Assistance for Victims Grant, allocates $599,000 over the next 3 years to fund 2 positions. Naomi Palisari, tribal attorney for STA, says the money will first pay for a full-time attorney who will work out of Sitka Tribe offices.
They will see clients, they will screen them for eligibility, they will represent them in court, they will draw up paperwork, they'll be providing all legal services related to recovery from domestic violence or assistance with domestic violence issues.
Sitka Tribe is now advertising for a family law attorney to fill that position. All other grant-funded positions took effect on October 1st. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.